Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, November 5th, 2019. Recently, I attended the 2019 Cure SMA Chapter and Leadership Conference in Boston, Massachusetts. There, I connected with friends I had met through previous conferences and listened to presentations from Cure SMA staff members, as well as updates from pharmaceutical companies AveXis and Genentech. I was particularly interested in hearing from Genentech, as the company's investigational therapy, risdiplam, is currently a hot topic in the SMA community. If approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, risdiplam would become the first oral treatment for spinal muscular atrophy. Though I'm quite content with receiving Spinraza at the moment, I will say that a liquid therapy sounds a little more appealing than having a needle jammed into my neck every 4 months. It's now commonplace for me to read weekly updates about existing and emerging treatments. That alone is surreal. I'm not the kind of person who spent a lot of time thinking about the prospect of a cure when I was growing up, but the idea of one on the horizon sends my head spinning. As someone who was born with this neuromuscular condition and diagnosed at a young age, SMA is just something that's always been a part of my life. Last month, I spoke at my alma mater's InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapter and delivered my personal testimony. I emphasized to the students there that SMA didn't seriously start to affect me mentally and emotionally until I was a sophomore in high school. That's when my arm and upper body strength began to significantly decline, and I had to face the reality of my disease. Yet, I don't particularly use the word disease often to describe my condition. When I think of a disease, I think of some unbearable illness that consumes a person. In my case, SMA has undoubtedly brought with it some of the greatest hardships of my life, but I don't identify myself as sick or as a patient. I'm simply a person living with SMA, and I've been living my life long before Spinraza came along. Others, though, have been longing and hoping for a cure for years. SMA affects us in all in different ways, and that's the beauty of the diversity of this community. We don't all have the same mindset, and that's okay. I'm approaching the 2-year anniversary of my first Spinraza injection, and it's been almost 3 years since the treatment went on the market. In that time, I've experienced emotions ranging from gratitude to fear to confusion. Growing up, the notion of any kind of treatment was too far outside the realm of possibility for me to imagine. Now that I'm on one, and with more on the way, it's still overwhelming. As I think about what the future holds for the SMA community, I am hopeful. I am grateful for the unexpected ways in which having SMA has informed my perspective on life, and for all the people I've met as a result. Nonetheless, I'm glad that the prospect of a cure is no longer just a notion, and is instead well within the realm of possibility. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Forums Director for SMA News Today.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forums Moderator, Deanne Runge.
Are you interested in learning more about the latest treatment for spinal muscular atrophy? Visit treatsma.com to see how this treatment works, hear about family stories, and learn about the steps to starting treatment. Visit treatsma.com.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. As always, we have some great conversations going on over in the forums. This week, though, we have some particularly exciting news. We have a new forums moderator that has just joined us. Her name is Alyssa Silva. You might recognize the name from her popular SMA News Today column, One Cup at a Time, where she shares her journey and insights with SMA. As the name of her column reflects, Alyssa is a coffee enthusiast. Being 29 years old with SMA Type 1, Alyssa was the first adult to receive Spinraza. Believe it or not, that was almost 3 years ago already. We have a forum specifically dedicated to Spinraza, so if you have questions or just want to talk about the topic, feel free to head on over to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums. We look forward to having Alyssa with us and getting to know her even more, as well as hearing her point of view on a variety of topics. Help us give her a warm welcome. smanewstoday.com/forums. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcasts and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.